can't look at the rocket launch, trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like birds.
590 WKZO and a good Saturday morning again. 57 degrees with plenty of sunshine out there. Welcome to Bird Watch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, located right there at the corner of 12th and Milam, and by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. And joining us in the studio, of course, Roger Taylor.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good.
Boy, it's been a while since you and I have been together.
I know. It's good to see you again.
The first couple of weeks that the revived Bird Watch took place,
right.
You weren't here.
No.
It's good to be back in the studio. We have about a 20-year history of doing this.
That's right.
Well, good morning, everybody, and let's do as we usually do. Get going on the trivia question.
So the format hasn't changed.
Nothing has. The more things change, the more they're the same.
Oh, I know that statement.
And today's question is, what's a singing perch? And if you know what a singing perch is, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, and you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from our friends at Waddell's. They're the people who revived Birdwatch, and you get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from them, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a buddy with you to your meal is half price.
Dig it.
And all you have to do is tell us, what's a singing perch? 382-4280, 877-382-4280. The numbers haven't changed, have they, Tim?
Nope.
Okay.
They're still the same.
All right. See? The more things change, the more they're the same. What's a singing perch?
All right. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. First one to give it a try, we're going to head over to Lawton, Roger, and say good morning to Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Just fine, Roger. It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
It sure is. I was going to ask you if it was a beautiful morning, but you got there before I could even ask.
The birds are just going crazy outside. They just love it.
Oh, absolutely. What's a singing perch, Mary?
Well, I'm going to take a guess at this. Is it a perch where they sing to mate?
Yeah. Well, who has a singing perch? Let me...
Well, the birds. The male?
Okay. With that piece of information, we'll declare you to be the winner.
Wonderful.
What a singing perch is where the male goes to mark his territory. Two things accomplished by that. One is, in some cases, it's to attract a mate. In other cases, it's to let the mate know that they're in their territory. And the other purpose is to let other males know where their territory is and to warn them to stay away. And birds, especially males, although female cardinals guard their territory by song as well, they're atypical in that. Generally, it's only the males that sing to mark a territory, but they'll pick a prominent branch and it'll become their favorite place to go and mark their territory. And TV antennas are common, but a tall branch that sticks out at the top of a tree, you'll frequently see a male cardinal sitting up there singing his heart out. And that's what a singing perch is. And you were on the right track, Mary. So a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's is yours, as well as a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. We'll need you to hold on a minute, and we'll send you back in to Abigail, and she'll get some information from you, and then dinner for you and the birds.
Well, my birds will appreciate it, Roger. And I just have one quick question.
Oh, sure.
About the cardinal. I have a wisteria bush, and I noticed that cardinals have a nest in there. And I saw where the male has been spending a lot of time there. Does he guard the nest? Who goes and gets the food or whatever for the birds?
Have you ever noticed at your feeder the male cardinal feeding the female?
I don't think so.
Well, that happens frequently, and that's a part of the pair bonding that takes place, and that's to demonstrate to her that he will bring her food when she's on the nest. And so, yes, the male will bring her food while she's brooding the eggs. And, of course, brooding doesn't take place till the female has laid her full clutch of eggs. That's why all of the babies in the nest are the same age, is she will keep the eggs viable but won't start brooding them, sitting on them and keeping them warm until she's laid all the eggs she's going to lay. And, yeah, the male cardinal will bring the female food once she starts brooding the eggs.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hold on, and we'll send you in to Abby.
Thank you so much.
You betcha.
All right, thank you very much, Mary. Congratulations. As Roger mentioned, hang on the line. We'll get you all set for that. Birdwatch on 590 WKZO. We have 57 degrees in Kalamazoo.
Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is bursting with great ideas for Mother's Day. Of course, a fresh floral arrangement is always a hit, but Waddell's have mom's special flowers ready for you to pick up. Or you can have them delivered here in town or across the country. If it's a flowering tree or a shrub she'd like, choose from dozens of varieties that are already in bloom, like flowering crab, dogwood, redbud, azaleas, and rhododendrons. Another favorite is a flowering pear tree with beautiful white blooms now and bright colored leaves in the fall. Waddell's has just gotten a huge selection of flowering annual plants to put in your gardens and to decorate decks. Choosing from gorgeous hanging baskets to stunning containers full of flowers for the patio. To make mom's gardening even more fun, get her one of the ergonomic garden shovels, some new pruners, or some garden gloves. How about a hummingbird feeder? Waddell's carry 33 styles, and this week they're all 20% off. Or really impress her with some hand-tuned Corinthian bell wind chimes. Can't decide? Well, a Waddell's gift certificate will let mom pick out just exactly what she wants. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Mother's Day is tomorrow, and what better place to be with your mom than the River Lake Inn on a spring day overlooking the countryside as you enjoy a fabulous buffet. River Lake Inn's Mother's Day buffet includes roasted garlic Angus beef, bacon brown sugar pork sirloin, Asian chicken, Atlantic cod, honey chipotle barbecue meatballs, buttercrumb mac and cheese, crunchy fried shrimp, apricot glazed ham, garlic mashed potatoes and gravy, roasted rosemary Yukon gold potatoes, sautéed mushrooms, a vegetable melody, French baked muffins, and a salad bar. The Mother's Day buffet is just $21.95 a person. Children 6 to 11 are half price, and under 5 get to eat free. Other special menu selections include Pittsburgh prime rib, walleye a la Greco, 6-ounce Maine lobster tails, Hawaiian chicken, and jumbo snow crab legs. And save room for desserts, Anita's carrot cake. I recommend that, by the way, and a selection of delicious homemade pies and a lot more. Mother's Day hours, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call to make your reservations today. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
Can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like birds.
590 WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Bird Watch. Comments and questions for Roger, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Head down to Portage, Roger. Say good morning to Kathy. You're on 590 WKZO.
As Tim said, good morning, Kathy. Hello.
Oh, there we go.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Can you hear me now?
Pardon?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Roger. Loud and clear.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Beautiful day.
Oh, aren't they?
Yes. I have a comment and a question.
Okay.
My comment is I spoke to you last spring about my issue with the robins building a nest on my porch light, and so I had to put stuff in front of my door so people didn't disturb them while they were nesting by coming to the front door.
Sure.
So, of course, over early spring, I went out there and completely cleared out their nest, everything, every piece of twigs and thread and everything I could find. Well, sure enough, they're back this year, so I've decided to relent and let the robins have my front porch light
again,
rather than have, yes, once again, there it's all theirs,
yeah,
rather than try to fight with them. My question is, yesterday was one of the best birding days at my bird feeders I've ever had, but I noticed something. I had a grosbeak, is it?
Yeah, a rose-breasted grosbeak.
Yeah, coming to my feeder, which has your Rogers blend in it.
Mm-hmm.
I could, and completely reassured, look when I saw that bird, that I would find an Oreo at my jelly feeder.
Mm-hmm.
That they would both fly away together. They would come back together. Isn't that kind of odd behavior?
Yeah, that is. But a lot of bird migration is coincidental. Hummingbirds, for instance, when they migrate north, will pile up in great numbers at the tip of the Yucatan Peninsula and then wait for the wind direction to be right to take off and go. And Oreos and grosbeaks come from the same place. They're migrating in the same direction, and they're looking for the same kind of help in moving by the having a tailwind. And over time, birds do get used to seeing other birds. And that's the only thing I can think of, is that they're headed in the same direction and you have something for both birds in the yard. I don't know why their timing of arriving and leaving the food source would be the same, but there's an awful lot of group activity in migration, and I'm thinking you're seeing a part of that.
Okay. I just wondered, because I'd never seen anything. I mean, it was beautiful to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Two Oreos there, and but I just had never seen them consistently come together. So I thought maybe they were both observing a predator at the same time, too, and then they'd fly off. And
that
I'm not sure. Because every now and then, even though I live in a, you know, developed subdivision, every now and then I'll see a hawk in my backyard.
Oh.
And So I thought maybe something was scaring them off at the same time, and then they'd realize the danger was over and return at the same time.
That's another very plausible explanation. Both would recognize that hawk as a predator and okay. would react the same way. So that's another good explanation.
Well, it was fun watching them.
Oh, absolutely. And while we're talking about a great day birding, for only the second time in my life, I had a Lincoln sparrow at my bird feeder yesterday. And they're the largest of the native sparrows. They're generally seen west of here, although seeing one here is not uncommon. But for only the second time in my 65 years have I seen a Lincoln sparrow at my bird feeder. So you're right. Yesterday was a great day for a fallout from birds in migration.
Yeah, and today I'm going to go out and try to mow my lawn. So I'm sure my lawn, when I'm finished, will be full of robins looking for the insects I've stirred up. So.
You betcha.
All
hey,
right.
Enjoy
well,
this
you
weather.
Yes, you too, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Thank you, Kathy. And real quick, we got about 60 seconds. Todd, good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, hi. Good morning, guys. Hey, real quick. Yesterday, I saw an almost fluorescent green bird about the size of a sparrow. It flew real fast. My wife thought I lost it. I need to know, have I lost it?
A fluorescent green.
The
first thing that comes to mind is an escapee, that it is a parakeet that has escaped. I live relatively close to Meyer, and on multiple occasions I have had a parakeet come by my feeder. And so I'm thinking it was a non-native bird. It was an escapee of some kind.
Okay.
Either that or you were doing some serious drugs yesterday.
No, I'm not. I was driving, as a matter of fact.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear you weren't doing drugs. No, I'm thinking it was an escapee that's out and about.
Okay, cool.
Hey, have a good weekend. Thanks for calling in. Joyce is on the line. Joyce, if you want to hold, I'll talk to you after the show is over because I don't want to be sitting in the seat when Greg Crawford comes in.
Yeah, he may take a hammer to you or something.
If you have a question during the week, roger@wildbirdradio.com or post on my Facebook page, especially if you have bird pictures. Have a good weekend, everybody, and thanks for listening.
All righty. Thank you very much, Roger. And again, thank you for joining us this morning. Today's edition of Bird Watch, each and every Saturday, the first half of the 8 o'clock hour. Bird Watch brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of Millam and 12th, and by the River Lake Inn. Check in with local news from the WKZO newsroom. Check that weather forecast. Breezy today, showers tonight. We'll get the full details coming up. 58 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO.
I've got a feeder for you to perch on.